Howdy do, buggaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 9th of November. This is 2020. You only have like 7 weeks left to listen to that joke. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, happy Monday.
Is it? I haven't checked. Also with me today, filling out Team Nightmare, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, yeah, I've gone through a lot more of Monday than you. It's fine.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Charlotte, I'd like to start with you. We're going to talk a little bit today about some gift picks, partly because...
Even though, can I just say, for yes. the record, I fundamentally disagree with discussing gifts until December. But do you know what? This year... whatever,
it might be December now, we don't know.
Like, let's just buy each other presents.
Yeah, I like this plan. And part of why we want to talk about it is because there are some number of gift giving occasions in most people's horizons. For example, maybe you know me and my birthday is next week, or maybe you have some sort of year end.
Andrew, did you order the thing?
Maybe.
Good, great.
and you may have other birthdays or some other sort of year-end festivity that requires gifting. And if you do, then we have some tips for you. And Charlotte, you have a couple of case picks, I believe.
Yeah, so I've been testing out a couple of new cases on my iPhone 12 Pro because even though I really loved it naked... I felt it was a bit embarrassed in public walking around naked, and two, I kind of felt it needed, like, I basically didn't trust myself, as we established on the show the other week. So I bought off the Amazons a case by a company called Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very thin one. Now, I'm a bit confused because I just bought it kind of late at night. Oh, I need a case. And it says it's for iPhone 12. Now, and I've put it on my 12 Pro, and no surprise, it fits fine. So I'm not quite sure why it shouldn't work with a 12 Pro. But anyway, it definitely works with the 12.
Yeah.
Quite like this. It's very thin. So you don't feel like you're losing that nice feel of the iPhone itself. But it's it doesn't have the kind of smudginess and the slippiness of the metal, which some people mm-hmm. might quite like. And it's a pretty good standard protective case. The colouring mm-hmm. I was really impressed with. I thought they were going to be a horrible colour mismatch, and they weren't particularly.
Oh, nice. That is something I'm looking for in my actual case, is something that's similar to the colour of my phone. Yeah.
Right, exactly. I was quite impressed with how they did that. Very simple. And actually, I looked on the company's website, and there's a whole range of cases from the ultra thin slim one that I tried to kind of more armored ones. And mm-hmm. there's ones with kickstands. I'm pretty sure I had one of their kickstand ones on the 10R. So uh-huh. look, they sell plus, stuff straight through Amazon.
And
it was for the thin one, well, cheap as well.
And the thin one is less than $20, so if you need a small...
Yeah, it was $16.99, I think. Yeah. And if you look on their website, there's all sorts, but pretty reasonable price points. So, yeah.
So that puts it in almost stocking stuffer territory for folks who do
I
that.
Yeah, I think it probably is a kind of stocking filler kind of present, and it does the job very nicely, and it immediately made me feel a bit less like a nutter like Andrew. No, at the slightly higher end.
Yes.
Mujo very kindly, Andrew and I have reviewed a couple of their products previously, and they very kindly mm-hmm. sent me one of their leather wallet cases.
Mm-hmm.
So they price that at €49.99. They're a European company. It's about just over $59.
Okay.
Depending on the day of the week and whatever.
Sure.
I really like this case too. It feels like really nice, high quality leather. Again, the colour match was pretty good. It feels a bit more substantive than the Taurus one, which you may or may not like. I happen to quite like it. It mm-hmm. makes it all feel a bit more secure. At first, I was a bit disconcerted that the lightning port itself isn't covered over.
Yeah.
which, you know, lots of cases do, and then have the, you know, the gap for the speakers in there. But yes, actually, the corners are properly covered, and I think it's probably fine. I like this is a little bit thicker, so it lifts the screen slightly further up if you're putting your phone face down as well, which I think is good. My biggest issue with this, and this may be a separate topic for a separate show, is the buttons. Now, they don't feel like they... So, like a good case, you feel like the buttons are, you're just pressing the buttons. You're not pressing the button through a case.
Right.
And this case, there seems to be a bit of a gap. It doesn't quite click. John Martellaro, in his own inimitable fashion, described it as the doink factor.
Yes.
And the doink factor is not there.
Yeah.
But it's definitely improved as I've been using the device.
Okay.
Sorry, the case on my phone. And it, yeah, it's a really nice it's a really nice case. And the other good thing, as I say in my review, is you don't... There's been lots of reports about the Apple MagSafe one. I think we've even got some links up on TMO that the Apple MagSafe ones fall out your pocket when you're trying to put your phone in with it connected.
Yeah.
So this obviously gets rid of that problem entirely.
Sure.
And that's really nice.
Yeah.
So I'm genuinely impressed with this, but yes, the doink factor is a bit missing, which was a shame. But, okay, you know, as I said, it's kind of best, you know, best part of $60. It's a proper present, and it feels like it's made of high quality materials, which Mujo stuff, as far as I've ever known, tends to be. So it's a decent present.
Yeah. A good phone case, always kind of a good tip there. Unless Andrew's on your Christmas list, in which case you'd have to skip that.
No, because Andrew, I'm definitely sending Andrew a case.
Okay. Can't wait to see how that goes. Another tip you had, Charlotte, was if you need to send someone a present, perhaps you can't get to them.
Yes, that definitely could be a thing this year.
Yeah. So you have a couple of ideas for folks in that situation.
Yeah, there are a couple of nice things you can do. Obviously, you could buy them... There's Apple gift cards now. Apple has an all-in-one gift card.
Yes.
So you could obviously send someone that and they could use it, for example, as an Apple One subscription, which is a nice thing. You know, buy them a year of TV and games and all sorts of nice, useful things.
Yeah.
You know, the fitness program so they can keep to their New Year's resolution for a month. Great. I think that's good. And it wouldn't... I'm going to dig into it as well, related to my second tip, which is you can gift things through the App Store.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote about it last year, how to do it, on Christmas Eve. Rumours that I hadn't bought relevant people gifts have not been confirmed, and that's why I wrote this piece. But even this year, you might be more organised and still want to send something and not do it physically.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, sending apps is very easy. You can do it through the App Store. You find a paid app, you tap the action button, and one of the options as you scroll down, very clearly displayed, is send as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. So they get it to their phone, and you pay for it. Very nice, too.
Yeah, it's very nice.
And I'll look into it, but I'm sure there will be a way to gift a subscription in a similar manner. Or, as I say, you can do gift cards, which I know Kelly is a big fan of.
I am. I do enjoy the gift card. And especially now that you don't have to choose between buying one that works in a physical Apple store Apple hardware, or one that only works online. I like that.
Exactly.
That you get the option of where you want to use that. So if you get someone a gift card, maybe they use it for Apple Music, maybe they buy a couple watch bands, you know, whatever, and it doesn't matter. Like, you don't have to make that decision for them.
That's a good idea.
What is?
Apple watch bands is a nice present idea.
Oh, they are. Yes.
An obvious way to send a Apple One subscription, but I'm sure you can do it, or as we say, a gift card will do the job nicely.
Yeah, or as they gear up for actual holiday shopping, we may see, you know, some deals around that. Watch bands, if you buy one from Apple, they're going to be about $50, I think, is most of the, like, the sport loop and the silicone and all of those. Those are about $50. And then if you want, like, the metal ones, those are, I think those are $150, like the Milanese loop and those, I think, are $150. You can find much less expensive watch bands. Just to give everybody kind of a quick breakdown, if you go to Amazon and look for a watch band, there are all kinds of price points. And there are other companies that are in the business of making watch bands that happen to also make them for the Apple Watch. So, I got one with a deployant buckle, for people who are watch nerds, a couple years ago from Mr. Kelly for Christmas. And I thought, you know, he'd have an option of like a few different watch bands, and he put this one on his watch and he hasn't taken it off since. So, so I must have struck gold with that one. I will have a link to that in the show notes, because I, for the life of me now, cannot remember the name of the place I got it, but, it was a solid watch band, and it was about $60 or $70, I think. And it was, and it's very solid. It's leather and a really good buckle. So, Andrew, you have...
He must like you more than a friend.
You know, there are rumors. Andrew, you have some gift picks for us.
Yeah, so I have a couple products in mind. So the first one is, it's called the Bento Stack. Uh-huh. Charge, and it's based on the kind of stackable bento boxes that we kind of see, and I think it's Japanese culture.
Yep.
So these boxes have a lot of different compartments, which are like perfectly designed to hold your Apple products. So in the picture that they show on the website, it can hold a couple of charging bricks, an AirPods case, two or three different cables, an Apple Pencil, two Apple Watch bands. Mm-hmm. But these are special also because the top part of it is a wireless charger. So it's a battery. It comes in 8,000 milliamps or 5,000.
Nice.
So not only can you store all your accessories in it, but you can, you know, take the top off and charge your iPhone with it, too.
Yeah.
Or your iPad.
I really like...
Because it has a plug-in, too.
I really like the Bento Stack stuff. I look at it, and I look at it, and I look at it, and I haven't quite pulled the trigger on it yet, but I've had it in my cart more than once because I think their stuff is really cool, so... Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
That's really nice. I like the idea of this.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. This, instead of the massive cables that currently is my life.
Yes, this will definitely help with the massive cables. So
until we all embrace MagSafe.
Yeah, basically. Which is another good gift. If you know somebody got an iPhone 12, maybe hook them up with a MagSafe cable or something. Andrew, what else do you have for us besides the Bento Stack?
Well, just to add, so these are, they come in four colors. They're perfectly able to match your iPhone. So there are two different space gray colors. There's silver and there's rose gold. The 5,000 version for the battery is $79, and then the 8,000 milliamp one is $100.
Okay.
And this is by Function.
Function, okay. Nice. Okay.
So the second product, I'm going to say this up front. I like wood. I think it is a nice looking material. It is eco-friendly and sustainable. And this product is by a company from Oki Wood, woodworking company based in Poland. So they have several different types of wooden products. The one that I'm linking to is a Qi wireless charger. Mm-hmm. I think it looks really nice. So it has this octagonal design, but it has facets on it. So it almost looks like it's some type of wooden gem almost.
Okay.
So this is like kind of an artsy piece that will look really good, I think, on your desk. And like I said, it's Qi wireless charging, so it'll charge any wirelessly charging iPhone or maybe if you have an Android phone. And the nice thing about it is that, like I said, wood is a renewable resource. Mm-hmm. And with this company, they say that for every product sold, they will plant one tree as a way to kind of offset their environmental impact.
All right.
Which is, if it, like we talked about in the past about Apple doing all these environmental decisions, if one of the reasons why you have an Apple product is because of their environmental stance, having a company like Okewood is kind of a good addition to that.
Yeah. And let me point out an additional option here. And you'll like this, Andrew. Maybe I know what's on your Christmas list this year. There's a company called Toast, and their website is toastmade.com. And they make all kinds of cases and shells and things out of wood and leather. And and they make like a coordinating, like one of the things they do with their phone cases is that they also make coordinating fronts. So, I mean, there's less of that now, you know, with Face ID, but with Touch ID, I know they made some fronts, and they also have like laptop covers as well. Laptop, like you know, like a big, great big sticker for your laptop. And they will put custom like laser etch an image into it, or a saying or a logo or whatever. So, you know, if you're Kelly and all you need in life is the Rebel Alliance symbol on your laptop, you can do that. And they have a variety of wood. So if you like lighter wood or darker wood, they have things for you, and they have leather. And like I said, they do laptop covers. They have, I think they have like some things like even like cut wood covers for like AirPods and things. And I know that they do like phone cases. They have some stuff for like your PlayStation or your Xbox or your smart home device, like they do, you know, some of your home assistants. So they make these cool little wood covers for all kinds of things. So toastmade.com, shout out to them. It will surprise no one that they're a local to me company. They're right here in Portland. So I will point That's them cool. out for you too. What else you got for us?
So I do actually have a phone case recommendation.
Okay.
Although it's kind of not fair, I guess, because I've talked about it in the past. So if you are like me and you use your iPhone without a case, you might like a thinner case in the times where maybe you actually want a case. Because as nice as I think my iPhone 12 Pro looks naked, the back of it is made out of glass. And so that is very slippery.
Yes.
And so I found lately that if I want a thin case, but it's also grippy, there's this company that I've written about before called Totally.
Yeah.
Their whole modus operandi is thin cases. Mm-hmm. And I've tested a couple of different ones. They have these matte cases, which are kind of like they're stiffer plastic, but it's it's still kind of slippery. And so the one that I liked is it's just a clear silicone case, but because it's, you know, just the material that they used, it does offer a lot more grip than their other cases.
Okay.
So if you're looking for one, I recommend those.
Okay, cool. Do you have any other picks for us? It's okay if you don't.
So I do. I wasn't prepared for a third pick, so I apologize.
Well, you don't have to.
I did actually. Totally fine. Yeah, I'll hunt down the link for this later so Kelly can add it.
Okay.
So it's actually another wooden product. That's kind of funny. But it's one that I personally bought recently. I just haven't got it yet. Mm-hmm. So going back and, you know, speaking of, hey, maybe a MagSafe accessory could be a good gift for iPhone 12 users. So this one is an accessory for the one that Apple sells, the MagSafe Puck. Uh-huh. And it's just a wooden kind of holder for it.
Okay.
Just to maybe add a little bit more weight to it so it doesn't slide off your desk. But also, you know, it's wood, so it kind of looks a little bit nicer than just plain, too.
And where'd that come from?
So I'll have to send you the company name later. I don't remember.
Okay. Because I think Grove Design is doing one of those.
Let me look through my Apple Wallet transactions.
They're also here in Portland, and I get email from them.
Andrew is now guilt surfing through all his like past Amazon purchases and Apple Wallet transactions.
Yeah,
I do think we've touched on it, and I know you're going to want to wrap up, but I do think the Apple Watch SE and related Ooh. Apple Watch accessories already could prove mm-hmm. to be quite a popular gift.
Oh, the SE for like, sure.
Like a mm-hmm. higher end present because it's not so cheap, but like yeah. it's not so expensive that you're going to go, no. Yeah. I can see that, but you know, my family bought me my SE for my birthday. It's kind of, you know, a couple of people want to club together. It's a very nice, substantial, yeah. decently priced gift. So I can definitely see that happening.
Yeah,
and it will shout at you when you spend loads of time over the holiday sitting on the sofa. So it's really good.
Yeah, you have to get up at 10 before every hour. The SE is a very good gift. I would put that on the like close family and friend gift purchasing thing for the Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. For any Apple Watch, you know, SE and up. But the SE is definitely a very good gift. And keep in mind that one of the things that we got with the new operating system was family setup. So if you want to get one for your kids or get one for your parents, you don't have to worry about them also having an iPhone in order to complete the process and have a useful device of their own. As long as you have one, you can set it up for on your own phone and then deploy as needed. So,
yeah, and just on that, I can imagine maybe some, and this was how Apple sold it, the Apple Watch Series 3 might be popular
mm-hmm.
for parents with kind of teenagers. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, very good. That's going to do it for us today with Gift Picks, but we will wrap it up there. There will be more episodes like this coming to give you some ideas. If you have ideas or things that you've gotten as awesome gifts, sort of treats for your Apple gear, definitely let us know about that. You can get us at observations@macobserver.com. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. And real quick, I will tell you that you can find out some of my gift picks when Chuck Joyner starts releasing the Mac Voices gift guides, because I know that I am on one of those. And so you can see some of the things that I picked there. And so you can also get some really good inspiration from those folks too over there. The Mac Voices gift guides are always pretty great. So hi, Chuck. That's going to do it. Thank you, Charlotte, for coming by.
Much for having me. I'm still disgusted. I disgusted gifts in November.
We'll get through it together, I promise. Andrew, thanks for being here as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm your host, Kelly Gaman. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.